The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life
with guitar.
What's up, y'all? School's a session or something. No, there's nothing to learn here, actually. But today, on episode 837 BC, a little ditty we're liking to call Peter Northface. You're all familiar with the brand? I think. Is that how they say it? Anyway, 837 BC, Peter Northface. Today is a glorious day. A day where we welcome back an old friend. Jorge Paz Celedon. Jorge moved out of town. I don't remember. But I think I looked back. And it was 100 episodes ago that we said goodbye. It was around there anyway. It was actually close. Anyway, the point is we were happy to have him back in town. So I had to bring the boys in, Jared, Trevor, Blake, that's Helfer, Austin, Scala, some of the most regular fellas on the show, right? Anyway, we had to come up with a sponsor too. It was a good episode, by the way. Lots of fun. Oh yes, turtles, guys. Turtles. For some reason, Blake and Jorge, they don't like, well, they don't have, I don't, they're not into fuzzy, we all like fuzzy animals. Well, Blake says buy a turtle, guys, so I don't have a specific turtle supplier, but I do know this, they live a while. If you put them on a little skateboard, they move fast, that's cool. Turtles are aquatic, I think, so you're going to need an aquarium. Go get a turtle. Could have made it funnier. Anyway, all right, guys. Without further ado, let's just get into this damned episode. Sorry to keep you waiting. I did go on a trip to Seattle right after this was recorded. Thought I could get this done. Anyway, didn't get it done while I was there. Here you go. Here's the episode. We'll talk about that in the outro. 837 BC. Peter Northface with Jorge Paz Celedon, Jared Helfer, Trevor Austin, and Blake Scala.
When you go to jail, he's like, fucking karma's a bitch. Like, what'd you think was going to happen?
Where do you stand on retribution?
There's a lot of different kinds.
That's what I'm saying. Like, in general, like, retribution is like revenge. Can we just agree that? Is that what we're all thinking, retribution?
300 years ago, I didn't own any...
No, not reparation. Oh. It's not reparation.
Oh, all right. What am I for it?
Retribution.
Retribution. Yeah. Like vintage retribution.
Yeah, bring it back. Yeah.
So
old school bution.
That's revenge, right? Retribution is revenge, right? Sure. I guess I have the dictionary. Yeah.
Let's Google it.
Yeah.
Anybody want to guess?
Yeah, we don't Google here, dude. We got a dictionary.
Anybody want to guess?
You guys use Yahoo? Then?
Yeah, it's an act. Oh, shit. Revenge is the easiest way to put it.
I wonder if the word revenge is a synonym in retribution. We're starting in...
Open straight to retribution?
That'd be so impressive.
Like a bad started movie. Reading.
Damn, we actually...
We're getting close,
pages
actually.
Pages flip open. Like
reunion. Like that's too far. Mm-hmm. Retired. Retro. Retract.
This should be... This
retroflection.
Like,
oh.
It would be before that, right?
Very good, Aaron.
Retrofit, retro engine. Wow. Dude, somebody find this for me.
This segment should be called What You Talking About, Douglas? Because of Webster's.
Okay, somebody say the word we were looking for again.
Retribution.
Retro.
It's not retro, it's retribution.
Retry.
Retry again.
See, it's like not there.
Maybe it's
with an I. Bitch. I think
retry butt.
You're doing
Jared, wow. Dude, see, now we have to fucking Google it, dude. How gay is that?
It's
no one
not
can
in
spell.
The dictionary?
Have to spell.
It's R-E-T-R-I-B-U-T-I-O-N.
Yeah.
Retribution.
Yeah, you kept saying retro. You threw everybody off. Shit,
okay, retribution. Retribution, down. Guys.
Your joke was too good, dude.
Something done or given to somebody as a punishment or a vengeance for something he or she has done. A just retribution for their crime.
See, spanking.
You use it in a sentence. So they never use the word revenge, spanking. But it's basically revenge, right? All right, so where do we stand on retribution? What do you guys think? Do you
he's
like revenge?
Pretty good.
You think it's good? See, I like watching revenge, but I have a hard time taking revenge, I guess is what I'm trying
what
to
happened,
get at.
What happened, man?
I mean? What do you mean, what happened?
We're on revenge. What do you want revenge?
Somebody said retribution, right?
Oh, I didn't hear.
Didn't we say that earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Jared has a story about retribution that I've totally forgotten.
No, I was just saying words.
Thank God. Thank God. Well, fine. I guess nobody has a stance except for me. My stance is I love watching it. Can't do it.
Yeah, it's a good.
Don't have the balls for it.
It's good.
I do like watching someone else do it. Yeah.
I know it's wrong, but also I thrive on it.
Yeah. Do you get it?
Oh yeah.
Nice. See, I'm glad. See,
I got no
watch.
Qualms about putting it back in a motherfucker's face.
I think you should let me watch. You're getting
you pro that too.
You want to ban somebody from all the mics?
what kind of retribution are we talking? I guess too, because I don't want
to. Well, that's the thing. It's case by case. Yeah, like, I am actually very good at forgiving and forgetting things, and I try to give. But like,
you're actually probably
when I decide it's called for, and I am the orator on this. Like I decide, then yeah, I got no qualms.
Your word is law.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Law don't go around here, law dog.
We all think we're just, right?
No.
Or no. At least some of us are realistic.
We operate far outside of a system of
man must have a code.
I'm pro retribution that says like the same type as the original crime. So like physical retribution
for physical action. Okay. Mental. Well, what about.
Yeah, what about an eye for an eye?
What about property damage for physical retribution because you're too small and you don't want to like shoot the person? So instead you break their window because they broke your arm.
That makes sense because the breaking.
The breaking.
Yeah. Break my arm,
right.
I break your window.
That's right. That's
things
right.
are going to continue happening. You know, that kind of thing.
Pull a flag off his mailbox.
Yeah.
Throwing your cast into a window like, ow.
Take the little caps off all of his tires.
Well, it's the least you can do.
Won't even figure it out for a while.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I ever took revenge.
Like if you run over me with your car, I'm going to run around your house 10 times.
You'll never know when.
For 3 nights. You'll know.
Screaming like a banshee.
No. Well, maybe. Yeah.
That's psychological.
I like psychological abuse. I'll say that.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, people puppetry and you know, I made this weird argument. This is probably not good, but I was like, codependency like shouldn't necessarily be thought of as a bad thing as long as both people aren't bad people. You know what I mean? Like, you could be codependent on somebody as long as you're not beating the shit out of them or selling them, you know, that kind of stuff.
That's
a good point.
Yeah.
No, I mean, two people can just be.
You're talking about counting on somebody.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. It's like they're like so.
Codependent
why they call
is,
it,
is like depending on somebody.
Well, then that's fine.
Well,
if the person's good,
if
what if it's like an altruistic?
Well,
yeah, that's like when
it's like altruistic
one old
dictator.
Person dies and then the other one's dead within like 2 months. I think that was a good life of codependence.
Yeah, or like when Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, yeah,
when Kevin
yeah.
Spacey
exactly
got
right. They needed
that
person, so then they died.
Yeah. House of Cards went right in a shitter.
When he stopped, when he did what?
When he got caught jerking that kid off, Kevin Spacey. House of Cards was done for. They had no backup plan.
Yeah.
They put fucking Sean Penn's ex-wife in the lead.
Jesus.
Yeah, well, why did they punish her?
Idiots.
Did you see how House of Cards ended?
No.
Does anybody watch that? No,
I think
one.
It
no
fell.
One saw how it ended.
I think the cards
it ended
fell.
With Kevin Spacey jerking off that kid in 1981.
Yeah. You're like, well,
it wasn't
why
even illegal in 81,
us?
Probably. How old was well? How old
I have
was
that whole
kid?
Bit about that where Harvey Weinstein's prison sentence should have just been making free movies. Yeah. He made good movies. I didn't rape anybody. Yeah, why do I gotta pay?
He should have to, like, he should have to teach the inmates how to act. You know what I mean? Like, can you?
Ooh,
Weinstein,
prison plays.
Weinstein directing prisoners, dude. Yeah. They're like, I will fucking shank you. And he's like, I'm trying to make you famous.
You gotta believe it.
He'd have people sucking his dick in the shower.
Still,
you know,
he's
like
getting blowjobs.
Dude, these plays would be making. Netflix would be buying them. It would be. They'd be doing Jailhouse Rock.
Wait, is he still alive? I can't even keep track of
Weinstein. Yeah,
no, I think he's out.
He's actually younger.
I think he's out. Isn't he? Is Weinstein out?
No, you're thinking of the great Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby's out for sure, but Weinstein, I think, got out on a technicality too, and then it was on trial in a different
state. Yeah, no, I did see that in the news, but I think he's getting retried. But he got out.
Is Weinstein out?
Of the cause.
Harvey Weinstein staying in NY jail after case overturned.
Yeah, right. So he's still held without bail, I think, but his like conviction was overturned.
Yeah. Interesting. Dude, damn. So what are the odds? What are the odds that fucking Diddy fucking kills himself?
Oh,
pretty good, right?
Apparently there was already news headlines like teasing it. He was on a hunger strike because he feared being poisoned. I mean, there's some really big fucking people attached to that thing. I have not taken part in it because it's too trendy.
Yeah. You didn't go to the parties?
No, I would have gone to the party. That was counterculture and niche. But I will not take part in this, like, every boomer making a meme.
Yeah, you know, like, I get it, dude. I like looking through the comments and stuff on him, but no, I'm not particular.
I like Diddy. He seems nice.
He's got a warm smile and trusting eyes.
Yeah. That's my take. I like Diddy.
Not my Diddy.
I'm not just
going to
be some turncoat traitor.
Yeah. After all he's done for you.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, see, him and Harvey could be making movies together because Harvey could do the movie and he could do the soundtrack.
Oh, what would they
call it? R. Kelly in there? Get R. Kelly in there?
Every movie would just be called Bad Boys.
Bad Boys, yeah.
Damn.
Bad boys for life, really bad boys. Really bad boys.
Who are some other really famous really people who went down and wound up in prison?
Genuinely bad boys.
Famously.
Allegedly bad boys.
Tim the Toolman Taylor went to prison before he was famous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sold
coke.
He doesn't like when people bring it up.
I believe it.
He gets uncomfy.
Yeah.
He's fucking made all of his money in family TV. I can believe he doesn't want to be associated with cocaine.
Then he had the TV show.
Wahlberg did throw a rock at a Filipino.
I knew he did some stuff.
And the thing that makes it bad is he yelled something out about him being Filipino. It was not just throwing a rock at a guy.
He said, turns out to be Filipino. I'm sure that's exactly what
he said. Look at these Filipinos. I got a rock. Watch this. And that'll get you every time.
Yeah. So what city was he in when he did that?
Boston.
Oh, I figured.
Yeah, dude. Boston is the home of Filipino.
Was he a young
buck,
though, dude? You remember.
Oh, yeah. He was like 15 or something.
When he was like that, he was gangstar. Yeah.
If I was a lawyer, I would have been like, no, he ate a jalapeno and threw a rock because it was spicy. That might have worked. You know what I mean?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think you'd have been held in contempt.
Maybe. It's very contemptible what I just said.
Sir, what you just did was bullshit.
Walk that.
I guess we should introduce people. This is, the voice of...
Jared Halford.
Jared Gyro.
Isn't it funny that everybody in Boston has like a Boston accent?
No, they don't. Almost nobody does that I've seen. Have you guys been to Boston?
No.
Yeah.
Did you see a lot of Boston accent?
Yeah, but like only on like certain like there was like my friend's mom had like a thick Boston accent.
Yeah, I'd say less than a quarter of the people have it, but you run across them and you're like, fuck yeah, when you do because it's really cool.
Yeah, but it's a great replacement.
What is
Boston's taking over?
Boston. What? Somebody say what?
What? What are you talking about, man? Why would you even bring that up right now?
We are just moving around way more than we used to. Everybody's kids leave them now. It used to be the kids stayed at the house, but now they all leave and go to other fucking cities. So that's why we're all losing our accents, you know? Like, I'm from Iowa, and I'm here. I'm not going to speak with a...
Not to me, buddy.
Accent.
I still sound pretty foreign.
No, but you actually try to... You know,
speaking of the devil next to the table.
Like, you clean it up. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to ask you come again. I don't want to do that.
Speaking of the introductions, next to the table, Jorge, we're going to go full name here.
Yeah, Jorge Posledan's fine.
Jorge Posledan. Yeah, I was just looking through the episodes. Yeah. It's almost been 100 episodes since you left.
I'm so sorry.
Can you believe it?
I just got lost.
Lost in his eyes.
He went the street, not the road.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Just
yeah.
Got lost
that's
for 100
wrong Braddock. Yeah.
Went to Braddock Street this whole year.
You get everybody knows the voice of the
Trevor Austin.
Ross.
We're doing it.
Motherfucker. And finally, the boys are back in town.
Blake Scala.
Can't do it without the That's motherfucker, good. Blake Scala, dude.
My 5-year anniversary today of starting comedy.
Is it really? Today?
Yeah, today.
You keep track of the day? Well, I guess I kind of, I don't know. I don't
remember the first day you did it.
I have a recording of it. I could meta data figure it out. What are you trying to do?
You know what's I told Blake.
Oh, you're shooting a light in my face.
I told Blake, dude, like, we started about the same town. Like, he sold my 5-year anniversary. He didn't give a single fuck. But anywho,
I just didn't know. I didn't know he started.
But yeah, it's also that. My 5-year.
It's okay to not give a
did
fuck.
Did you guys
about
honestly
that,
do that?
Don't let him rail.
You're not making that up?
No.
I'm not saying I
we met at Hambones.
We started the same night.
Yeah.
And did he keep track of it
around
or did you know?
Time.
Around the same time, probably the same exact. I mean,
not the same night.
Either way, did he keep track of it or did you? Because he knows it's the anniversary, whereas you're like you're glomming on to the anniversary.
Well, I remember like walking up to Blake and he was around this time, I remember, because he was after like some other bullshit that happens around this like October, September. And I met him and I'm like, hey man, like, you know, this is my first time doing stand up here. He goes, yeah, me too, man. Like, pretty much like I just started. And then he introduced me to like Kaylee Horton, who was like in the corner reading a book.
What year was it?
2019, I guess.
2019.
Oh, I guess that's easier.
Apparently, this guy left like 8 years ago or something. I don't understand.
And then I met Trevor also that same exact night.
Hell yeah, dude.
We brought the fucking heat my ass. Are you going to draw on my table? Don't put any cocks or swastikas on there. That's fine.
I didn't draw on here. I did draw some sort of.
I don't remember who it was. I had to remove a vagina, I believe, that somebody drew. I was like, guys, come on. We can't just put whatever we want on here. This is going to be seen by anybody who walks through.
Well, you should be able to do a swastika and a, you know, a soldier.
Plymouth
like an American soldier or something like that. A resistance fighter.
Yes, like two guys engaged in battle is what you're trying to say.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got time, go ahead and sketch it out, Trev.
Well, doesn't even have Helfer's doing an
like
Inktober over here. Why don't you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
oh, yeah,
if anybody
it's Inktober
wants
for Jared. He does.
Are you doing Inktober
year.
Again?
I
oh
am.
Yeah, I never do that.
Jared's the only guy I know who does it.
Lorenzo. Lorenzo does.
Lorenzo.
Oh yeah,
I could
sucks,
do it. With,
it's hard.
I could
Lorenzo's
do it with
are good though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jared's
they're digital.
Jared's
they are good.
Fun.
What do you mean? Like he draws in a drawing program, or like he just manipulates images or something?
It's digital art. I don't know. All
right, yeah.
No. Not done pen, pencil.
Because I can draw on
like
my
Jared.
Phone, and then I can trace because I can draw on my phone, which is like very helpful for drawing.
I just I will say with digital, it's like I spent 2 hours figuring out how to draw like an octagon. Like I was like, how the fuck do you do an octagon? Like a perfect octagon? And then I just gave up. Did something else. Drawing's hard.
Like I'm not drawing shit.
You're like, okay, octagon, 8 sides.
I think you draw a cross and then you just connect the corners.
No, that isn't that more
like
a
pentagon.
Square?
You draw a square.
That's a rectangle.
If you draw, you can draw a square.
Well, every time I draw a cross,
square,
I would just draw Jesus.
You can draw a cross,
yeah.
And then inside, then if you connect the corners of the cross, you have an octagon.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Ivory cock.
They call that, what do they call that? Geometric construction.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I've never heard those words together.
Fine, I guess I'm that guy tonight, dude.
Yeah.
Are we stoked for Parkway, dude? I saw the fucking comments are flying off the chain.
Hey, there's people commenting.
No, they are, actually. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I went to because it puts it at the top.
565 last night. I had like 20 people.
That's yeah, cool. It's always good that Zoe lady brings all her friends.
Is that what it is?
Now she brought them
shout
all to Parkway.
Shout out to Zoe. We love you here at the Pittsburgh
it is great.
Comedy
she
community.
Brought them
you
all to
really
Parkway.
Come out to a lot more mics. We just want to see you there.
Bro, she brought them all to Parkway last week. It was one of the best Parkways we've had in a long time. It was packed with people. We had other people too, which made it like a real full room. And I started off the show with a nice warning of saying, also, we encourage people to do, like, you know what I mean? Some of their edgier material.
Oh, yeah. You got to talk them down.
And I opened it up, and I did some stuff, and I was like, there, that lets them know that that might happen. and you're going to be just fine.
Yeah.
And then I didn't mean for this. Like, the first three comics who don't normally do this all went hard. Beefstick went hard.
Really?
Yeah. Beefstick went real hard, dude. And it got... So everyone did it. And then I had already told Johnny T he was next. So then he went and he actually went light on him because he could feel what was happening. Some lady walked outside, right? To complain about the level of racism.
Opened up.
Oh, yeah,
and
dude.
She complained to Johnny T.
Right.
Can you believe these people?
Yeah.
Obviously, he hadn't done his act yet. Otherwise, she would.
Beefstick opened up with high nuts and sluts.
Oh, he did?
Sure he did.
No, that's Benzie does that.
Oh, Benzie does.
Benzie opens Benzie with high nuts that? And sluts.
Oh, yeah. Benzie was
every
going
week.
Hard.
That's Benzie's opening gambit.
Okay. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
He'll say, "What's up, you fucking nuts and sluts?"
That's like his fucking Tourette's tick, so that he can get through it on stage. He's
no,
like,
it's
must
just
say
just
nuts, sluts.
It's his opener, dude.
It's an opener.
You ever have an opener?
I mean, you're allowed to go. Oh, I'm all right. I've had a better week, honestly.
Except there were definitely like, especially that one lady really made a stink of it, and then she would scowl at comics when they went up.
Yeah, yeah, I remember her. I got her with one joke about my grandpa. She was like, yeah he was a racist. It's fictional,
like
bitch.
That sucked.
Yeah, I don't go up anymore where I am.
Is that so?
You do too, but you don't.
I'm just kind of out here to keep the culture strong.
He's what we call a catalyst.
He's kind of like Diddy, dude. He's not rapping, but he's a part of the culture.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, he keeps
how much baby
the
oil?
Greased, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got side businesses now.
Baby oil. You're selling baby oil.
Yeah, you should see Blake's freak out parties. Blake's freak out parties are crazy. It's just Blake freaking out.
Having panic attacks.
Why the fuck are there so many people?
Yeah, I guess they're getting Diddy on an 8-year-old boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whoa. Jeez.
They come
to traffic
8-year olds,
dude.
Please
help.
No, I guess I don't know if he tugged them off or what. But he got them. He got a hold of them.
I think like
I don't know, man.
Then like he's got to have like the most accusers ever. Is that
no.
the record?
Epstein.
It was 200.
No, Epstein? You're right. No one accused Epstein. That's right. They all kind of shut their mouth. Actually.
And Epstein had like a team working for him.
So Diddy.
Same.
It's just that Diddy's got the name, so we pin it on him. If Epstein
but Diddy,
was
Diddy was like forcing other people to.
If Rick Rubin got busted fucking doing it, it would be the same. Like, it's just like. He's got a name, you know what I mean? Fucking no one knew Epstein's name until
I did.
Well, you and a couple of people knew Epstein's name before Epstein got.
If you watch InfoWars, like everyone should, you would have known Epstein 15 years ago, and people would have said it was a conspiracy.
Well, no, he was like tried and like 8 times, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Stuck. Is that crazy?
No, I didn't know about 8 times. He also, do you know Epstein won the lottery twice? If you don't think that's a scam and money laundering
sense.
And embezzlement.
It was 100% money. That's what what's his
they had to explain
that Boston guy, fucking
the great Whitey Bulger.
Whitey Bulger used to do that.
How often did he play the library? He's got worse crimes than winning the lottery twice.
Yeah, but like that's part of the thing. Yeah.
That's not
wonder
the
how
part
and Trevor's like and he also laundered money. Can you believe that shit?
Well, that's like how he did it. Like, oh, these are lottery winnings. And how about those guys who rigged the McDonald's game for like 5 years before they were caught?
Remember? I didn't know about that. The Monopoly?
There's a great documentary about it. The Monopoly game was rigged. They went to the factory, these mobbed up dudes. They went to the factory where they printed the things and got like an insider to get the Park Place and the Boardwalk every year. And they figured it out because they never went farther than fucking Jersey. They were like, how's the winner every year in new fucking Jersey?
Yeah, that is odd. So that was a mob?
Yeah, the mob was doing that.
Nice, dude. That's Monopoly right there.
Yeah, they like really.
I mean, they
dude,
won
it's really
Monopoly.
Great to see how they came up with it, because they were like, they tried like 5 things to figure out a way to scam it, and like everything was so protected by McDonald's that they were like, let's just go right to the fucking stickers. Who's making his stickers? Grease that wheel. We're
interesting.
In.
Interesting. That's a great idea.
Yeah,
it's an awesome idea.
So I should done.
It's not,
good
as,
men.
It's not as good as the Pepsi kid who wanted the Harrier jet. Do you remember
that's
that?
A phenomenal documentary.
That poor, dude, I didn't see. There's a doc on that kid, too, dude. Oh, man.
It's a 6-parter, which is unnecessary.
That doesn't seem like
it. Bloated, but it's good.
Do you remember that?
It's a 7-kill streak or something.
No, the guy, this kid fucking Pepsi has a joke on their commercial. Was like, if you get 13 billion Pepsi caps,
we'll get you a Harrier jet. Okay.
And he did, and then the math kid on how much him. It would take. Yeah. And
he sourced them like from every town in three counties.
13 billion?
Whatever it was.
No, they were like, like
they thought it was
an Pepsi points. If you cut it off a 24 pack, the cardboard underneath the bottle tops, it was 1 point. And right. Like, he figured out a way.
Yeah, like he went to the recycling companies and just got the lids.
And they were basically and like we got can the get boxes. He got an investor because like it was going to take money. And he was like, listen, if you come to me, it'll take us like a Learjet costs, I don't know, what was it, $10 million or something?
Fuck,
like,
I don't know.
But the $1 million in Pepsi points is only like 950,000.
Yeah.
So we can get this jet. And then, like, you know, it was a
Harrier jet. It's a fucking war plane. they tried to claim
it. They blocked
them
at every way, like, legally.
No, dude, you can't even get your hands on. Pepsi doesn't own a Harrier jet to give it.
Better fucking find one because I got the points. And I don't want another camping chair.
That's in the ad. Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking sweet, is what it is. I wish do you think you could fly like a helicopter or like a plane or something like that? If you had to, do you think you could do it?
Easily, dude.
Probably.
I thought about that. The food sweepstakes have really fallen off. You don't hear about that anymore.
No, because the internet stole them. Because it used to be, it just said like 5 points. And then you just collected those and then you sent them to them or something like that. But now you have to get the code, take the code to their website, enter the fucking code on the thing, hit enter, then re-enter another code, then re-enter. It's fucking horseshit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you used to just be able to.
Yeah, no one wants to do that.
Every box
shit.
Of cereal you might you win used a car.
What a time to be alive.
Do you remember when you used to be able to buy like Sprite and like one in every three Sprites would just say free Sprite underneath the lid and you just go get another Sprite with the lid?
No.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, dude.
Yep.
The times
and people
are
going to go and actually vote for Kamala.
Yeah.
That blows
she's
my
a,
mind.
She's a Pepsi girl.
Damn, that's a new record. How far did we make it?
I think we blew it a couple times, to be honest. I mentioned the Great Replacement a little earlier. Yeah, count, judges?
Because I guess some army could just buy Pepsi cans.
Would be sweet, dude. If like Hamas came up with all the Pepsi stuff like back in like 1998, they just come out
sponsored by Pepsi.
They just have soldiers with garbage bags full
it's
of UPCs.
Got the logo on it.
The Hamas flag's got the Pepsi logo.
I mean, that would be funny if Hamas was flying a Pepsi logoed plane around murdering.
Yeah. Hell yeah,
that'd be pretty sweet, dude.
That would be funny, dude.
it'd be a lot funnier.
What a good goof.
They got a for him sponsorship.
The Hamas guys would show up to get the plane, and then they'd be like, "All right, well, you can have it, but you just got to fly it out of here." And they'd be like, "Oh,
yeah, this war is brought to you by Manscaped."
Aaron, may I have one more beat?
Yeah,
sorry. I guess it would be tough.
I can walk. I'm sorry. I don't know. Thank
in
you.
The desert.
You don't have to walk. Just keep asking. I'm handing to everybody asking whatever you
jeez.
Need.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You're too kind. Oh!
Get that shit out of here.
God, almost. Oh, shit! No beer
not
for
out of
Blake.
Fucking collapse, dude.
Working out?
Nope.
The goddamn shelf fucking about went, dude.
Did you build
that Red Bulls
me. Anyway, our shelf just about collapsed for the listener, and it scared the shit out of me.
Shelf, he calls that. It's a shelf.
It is like a.
That's
jeez. Yeah, it's not exactly a shelf. It's like a panel on a stool. Oh, fuckeroony doony.
So, what did I miss? I've been gone for like a year and a half. What did I miss?
You missed COVID, didn't you?
A little of that.
You missed COVID, didn't you?
I missed COVID again?
I was here
during COVID.
Okay, you were here for COVID. Yeah. Then what the fuck else did you miss? That was really it.
That was it. Nothing.
Was it. None of us got famous.
You have a kid.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I got like four new jokes.
Yeah.
So I'm staying busy.
Yeah, I got a kid. She's one. She's walking. That's pretty cool. She knows a couple of words, but not many.
What's her name?
I don't say it on air.
Oh,
I like that, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Too many wackos.
Too many
in
fucking
wackos. Oh,
come on over here,
if you're listening
lady.
To this, dude. I want you nowhere near a child.
Oprah Douglas.
And it's the hard R.
Oh,
that's the name of the kid.
Yeah, yeah. That is true.
Aww.
You can't say
little.
We just named her R word.
R word.
Because it's R.
It's our.
Yeah.
Word, for, I guess. I don't know.
Name my kid FUBU.
That's funny. It makes sense. It's for you, by you.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. FUBU, dude.
That's
yeah.
Perfect kid name. FUBU, dude.
You ever notice, and I,
hey, FUBU.
This is kind of dumb, but
Nike.
It's funny to me that, like, the only people wearing FUBU now are, like, white crackheads.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's almost like but when the losing team of the Super Bowl, they send those shirts to, like, a third world country. You know? Like, how do you end up with the FUBU gear?
I think they're legit vintage, though. Those guys are like, either they were cool in 1998, and they could afford 3 FUBU sweaters back then, and they still have them, or they got them at the Salvation Army men's.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
and they reek like Newports.
That's what
Suboxone.
I'm saying, though, is they're legit vintage FUBU. Unfortunately, they're covered in shit and tobacco stains, but...
Suboxone. FUBU shirts reek of Suboxone.
What, is FUBU gone now?
I think so, right? FUBU's not making new shit.
When was
the
last time you saw FUBU?
I don't pay attention to clothing.
I bet you
brands.
Could find it up at Gabe's. You ever been to Gabe's?
I fucking love Gabe's.
Have you really been to Gabe's?
Yeah, 100,000
times. Hell yeah, dude. Gabe's is like
shreds.
It's
you
like,
get like misprint shirts for like $1.99. You're like, why is one sleeve a medium, the other one's a large? Like, who gives a shit? It's $2, dude. Yeah.
It is a lot like that, but this is pretty. I don't know. I'm a what do you call that? Thrifty guy. That's all. Oh yeah. Also, I fucked my knee up. That was the other thing that we.
Oh did. Shit! That's
yeah,
pretty
motorcycle
big.
Motorcycle accident.
Oh, for real?
But the motorcycle is fine, as you can see. Oh,
what have you been doing right. up for 5 years, Jorge?
Has it been 5 years?
No, I was here like 2 years ago, but I started here 5 years ago.
So what have you been doing for 2 years?
I'm in South Carolina. Jess and I bought a house recently.
That's what I'm talking about.
Take your shirt off. Swing like a helicopter.
That's pretty. That's right. We got Matt Pepsi now. Yeah. It's pretty great.
South Carolina.
South Carolina, yeah.
So you live in a city?
We live off like 20 minutes off of Columbia. Yeah, off of the city, yeah.
Of Columbia.
Yeah.
Isn't that where all the cocaine comes from?
Maybe. Well, there's a lot of cocaine in Colombia, South America, but also Colombia, South Carolina.
Fentanyl. You're thinking fentanyl.
Come on,
Fanny.
We're classier than that, Jay. How dare you?
It's everywhere.
It's
everywhere.
You're in North Carolina?
South Carolina.
South Carolina. South Carolina. And you're far away from whatever hurricanes have happened recently?
Oh, dude, well, like an hour and a half from where I am, Greenville, like Northwest, that's where like things started getting wonky. And that's I saw people's trees come down, fuck up the places. Like, yeah, it was actually kind of close to us. A place 20 minutes from us, like, flooded Casey, South Carolina.
Yeah.
The Congaree River.
So you're built in a good spot. You're not down there in the flood.
Oh, no. We're our house is actually on the higher end because we're better people. So that wouldn't happen. It was nice.
You can afford to not live down there. We
live with the what's called the safe.
We actually like it.
I don't live with
the tide is taking out the trash. That's what we say.
Yeah.
We pray for her.
Dude, now hurricane.
A cleansing fire. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, those poor bastards.
God's good.
Hey, I heard we're going to give them $750 each, so that's something, right? You know what I mean?
Oh, hell yeah, dude, but that's kind of fucked up. That money could be going to the Ukraine.
You know?
It's fucked up, dude. It's fucked up.
Pretty crazy.
Oh, you got rained on? Those Ukrainians have whatever's going
on there.
I think
you got to send something easy.
I don't know, but I know it matters, dude. I got an emoji.
Those guys
shit.
Don't get hurricanes at all.
Yeah, dude, they don't get hurricanes because what they have is something else.
Ooh, what is it?
There's a hurricane.
I feel like it's, I don't know. I know it's big.
Man, can you imagine being in war and then a hurricane hits you too?
That would rip, dude. That'd be, that's like when it storms at a concert.
Yeah.
The place just goes apeshit.
That's true. It does go nuts at a concert.
Wasn't that the Spanish Armada?
Yeah, that I mean,
they were in war, and then like Britain's about to get fucked by these Spaniards, right? And then like a storm came in, and there was no more fuckery anymore.
Yeah,
like, literally.
Yeah,
I thought the Spanish Armada was a hotel.
I thought that was all Armada.
Hey, he gets it. We didn't have to explain it.
It's a
We didn't even have to explain
you and me,
it.
Dude.
That's fire.
Oh, man. Yeah, dude, I hate bell, when people dude. Get on here and they don't get the bell.
If you don't understand the bell, you should not be anywhere near
get away children.
That was great.
Oh, man. Dude, I felt I lit a fire in my heart.
It's good to have you back.
A cleansing fire.
A cleansing fire.
You left the old lady with the house?
Yeah, dude. It's way more foreign. We have a bunny.
A bunny.
And two cockatiel Brad. Birds.
Damn.
That's cool. Wow, you think she's cheating, though?
Oh, yeah. And Black Hawk. I forgot. I've never been Black Hawk. Certified Black Hawk.
That's the other one. Yeah.
Oh, man. I forgot.
Cheating paranoia is one of the worst feelings you can go through.
It feels so real.
It's been with girls I don't even care about.
That's funny. You guys really think she's cheating on me?
No. Almost would have got a bell, but it was
not Jess, right?
You thought BBC stood for Bunny Bunny Cockatoo.
Yeah!
But it's too early to do another bell. Bunny Bunny Cockatiel is dynamite. That's funny. I'm not going to say, I wouldn't have any of those pets in my house. I'm not gonna,
really?
Those,
a bunny?
I have a
rabbit,
bunny.
Rabbit you can litter train, can't you?
Yeah.
All right, does yours litter train?
Yeah.
All right, well, it seems okay, I guess.
I'm not getting anything that dies birds, within a decade.
We have fleas.
Yeah, it would hurt.
Yeah, you can't.
Birds seem like a huge
a turtle.
Bitch.
No. How long's a turtle live? Right.
They're pretty chill.
50 years.
A turtle?
Yeah, if I get a turtle, I got him for life. No, unless I really
yeah,
fuck
it's a generation.
That thing's going to outlive you, dude.
What?
What do you do with a turtle?
Fucking sit him on your chest while you're watching a movie.
What? He talked to me like you were the asshole. Trevor, you moron.
Yeah, you fucking dipshit.
You fall in love with it, you idiot.
You never had a turtle?
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
Mammalian
story love.
About a boy and his turtle.
I love
turtles.
It.
Turtles have a smell.
Turtle shit.
They do.
You do
they fuck
shit.
Funny too, Blake.
Turtle. Yeah, you want
eat
a tortoise.
Pizza.
You should get a tortoise.
Yeah, tortoise is better, dude.
That's a dry animal.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about all this.
You get a prehistoric tortoise.
Yeah, I don't really know the difference. Just something with a shell like that.
I'm thinking armadillo if you got one.
Yeah,
man.
Anything that lives longer than 40 years with
a
shell.
They go weird dicks, too, Blake. Like they got weird flat dicks. Like dick. Like
what? Well, I'm not worried about the animal.
Why not? I'm just letting you know. It's a fun fact.
You're going to see it eventually.
Maybe
it's
we
for
have
life.
Okay?
Yeah, dude, it's going to live you for
if
50 years.
If you want
years.
Something that lives
we're
a long
talking
time,
about your
you got to go.
Maybe
you got to go reptile.
It's just gone.
And
maybe,
turtles,
maybe
name a cuter reptile than a turtle.
His birds are going to live for fucking ever, probably.
Cockatiels lived up to 20 years.
Yeah, so they're going to live. Well, I figured it would be longer than 20 years.
Yeah, so you got to look at an animal that's supposed to be free in flight for 20 years, just locked up.
What do you think a turtle wants?
You asshole, you're with some thing.
Turtle wants to roam.
You think that turtle
wants to be on you?
You ever seen that turtle on a skateboard?
Turtles are slow. You could practice drum beats on a turtle.
You get a backyard.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's basically a drum pad.
It's
so
true.
It's a walking drum pad.
Dude, I bet it hates that.
I bet if you wait long enough, you could do that.
Dude, I don't like how Blaze being a pet snob. What's going on this past 2 years?
I don't understand. Mm. You guys are both weirdos. You got a fucking bird or a rabbit, and you're like, I need a lizard. Like, what the
I just... You said I want something that's going to live for a long time.
Get something with fur that just hangs out. I mean, the rabbit seems...
dies
rabbit's
like 12
cute, dude.
Years.
15 years on a cat, usually.
You should get a maid.
Same with a dog.
There you go.
There you go.
What about a
good.
Sex slave?
Yeah, dude. You get like Alice in a Brady Bunch. You get
buy a Ukrainian whore, dude.
Yeah.
You can sit on your chest and do all the shit you want to do it.
You can't afford
it's probably better
a maid,
than being in
we
the
all
Ukraine,
know
I guess.
Oh, I forgot.
Nah, because another human has, you know, too much going on in their own head. It's not just you and them.
Dude,
you know, they're thinking
they're
about
not
other
human,
stuff.
Ukrainian.
The turtle listen. In the moon. Oh, Ukrainian.
Turtle's not going to cheat on you, dude.
Yeah, turtle's not.
This is the thing. That's the thing about pets. Everybody's like, oh, pets are the best. They love you no matter what. Well, it's because they can't fucking understand you. If a pet could understand you, your pets wouldn't like you, you know?
They that's understand fair. Enough. They understand the perfect
no.
Amount.
If your pet had to listen to you fucking rant about abortion, they would be like, be like shut the fuck up.
You're going
to
kill your young?
I'm trying to.
Maybe a spider.
Yeah, like, if it understood all that shit, it would be, it wouldn't like you. It would be it might not like you. You know,
they
what
just
I mean?
Like the sound of the voice. They just like that.
Exactly. That's why people like pets. It's not because pets are altruistic. How do you
altruistic?
Say that? Altruistic.
Magnanimous little creatures,
Christ.
Bro.
It's not because they're like that. It's because they don't fucking understand it.
That's so funny.
Dude, I don't really like the way this is going.
They understand enough. They understand the look in your eye.
Nah, dude.
No,
your pet's not voting
they're
for
like,
Harris or
eh, man,
no, you're goddamn right. You're goddamn right. My pet's not voting for Harris.
That's what I'm saying. See, if you're
voting for Trump,
if Nixon had to listen to you talk about Trump and it actually knew what was
they
going
live
on.
In the early 2000s where you didn't know who your friends were voting for. You know?
Yep.
That's right.
Yep. My dog lives in the 1940s, dude.
Yeah,
it
they're
has
like
extremely pernicious views on race mixing. Lie far outside of what is in the mainstream today. That's how my dog feels.
I have to tone him down. Okay? He's the guy.
It's crazy because he's a mutt too. So turtles
should only be with other turtles.
Well, that's true.
Turtles cannot fuck
bluebirds. Fly with the bluebirds.
What the fuck is that from?
That's Muhammad Ali,
famous
baby.
Speech. Oh, really?
Talk about how people should say with their own. He's black, so he's a cultural hero. But if anyone else had said it, it would have been a posthumous.
Was it a joke or was it a hilarious?
No, I mean he was funny saying it.
Oh, he was getting laughs. He was getting laughs.
He was with some like white dude who was some obvious libtard cock journalist who was like, I don't see why there's a problem with two people. And Muhammad Ali was like, get the hell out of here. I want my grandbaby to look like me. And I'm playing the audio. This is it. This is actually bluebird fly with the bluebird. Red birds be flying with other cardinals.
You know what's crazy about Muhammad Ali?
Draft dodging coward.
At the end, he was double crazy, agent. Right?
It's crazy.
Go ahead.
His grandfather was, or great grandfather was, an abolitionist named Cassius Clay.
God
like,
damn.
He got his name from like one of the killed slave owners and stuff like that, and then. Isn't it interesting that Muhammad
Ali was an abolitionist?
Like,
anyone
that's
who
my
fought
slave
for the North.
Name, Cassius Clay. Isn't that interesting?
That is kind of interesting, Jared.
It's like almost nobody did. You know, he like killed Southerners. Like that's like,
come on,
it's crazy.
Man. Relax.
No,
that is interesting.
Come on, y'all.
I mean,
because it's like be proud of the name you know that we graciously gave you.
What?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
It makes it interesting.
It's definitely not.
You didn't want a name? Fine, we'll take it back.
I think everybody should be able to change their name.
What kind of name's Cassius?
42
every day. Ever. I don't know any other Cassius. What language does that derive from?
Cassius,
dude. It's
Cassius.
Probably Latin.
Cassius Goodworth.
It's probably Latin.
Cassius Clay.
Latin. Right? Cassius?
Clay.
Maximus?
Is...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
Aphrodite,
I don't think so.
Julius.
Look it up, motherfucker.
What a polite. I politely disagree with that, actually.
I think you should look it up because last time I had
shoplifter porn on my phone. Hold on.
Aww.
Get out of that, dude. I'm getting big into the shoplifter porn.
Shoplifter porn?
Yeah.
I
what does that mean? Like
the woman,
watch,
she gets caught stealing. And then they give her a punishment that fits the crime.
Oh, I get it now.
Oh, I thought it was like when they say
retribution,
you know,
retribution.
Food porn,
yeah,
and it's just
right.
Like good food.
Back to retribution.
It's like, wow, that was such like a sick shoplift.
Retribution, revolution.
Retribution.
I've had a couple
that's what I thought
shoplift
it was too.
Porn-worthy shoplifts.
Nice.
Trevor, is there any like border
Latin,
crossing
bitch,
porn?
It's Latin.
Oh my god.
Nice.
Hey, why'd you
illegal immigrant.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I think you're on to
something. No, dude.
Border crossing.
There is
porn,
no.
It's basically
border crossing porn. No.
Yeah, there is
Ava, it's just 8th Street Latinas.
Ava Devine, 2004. She played an Asian porn actress. She played a Mexican illegal immigrant, and she had to suck cock to get out of not getting deported.
Oh, wow, dude. He's had that one in the bag.
What's her name?
Ava Devine.
Oh, I'm familiar with Ava Devine.
Yeah.
She's from over there fucking in Europe.
No,
what?
I don't think
so.
Ava
Devine sounds European.
She's a
Look it up.
Pull it up, Jamie.
I just have to hit back a couple times.
She's like Cambodian or Vietnamese.
She's like a Joe Mixon type.
I actually don't know her ethnicity, but I know she's Asian.
She has pictures with her mom. Oh, her mom
I'm thinking of a different Divine.
You're thinking of Patrick Divine.
Yeah, Divine. Yeah. The Divine family tree spreads.
Gina Divine is in the Czech Republic. Who are legendary in the game.
The Divine family seems to be.
I knew a Divine in real life.
Damn.
Yeah,
dude.
Gina Divine is a famous
someone who took the
Czechian
last
name.
Fake name Divine. They were a stripper.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
Makes sense.
That's dope.
Everybody's Divine, dude.
If you had to have a porn name and a real one, don't be fucking silly. There's nothing
that's
funny.
Don't be silly.
I'm serious.
Make a real one. God
make
damn
a real one, dude. Something like Brock.
No, that's it's gotta be a fun formula. Like it'll say one of your PE teachers' names.
Okay.
Okay.
And then what's the second one?
I don't even remember.
It's gotta be
street name. Mine would be Jared Helfer.
Don't do street name.
No, don't do street name. You got to do something like grandpa's car.
Ooh,
you know something like that.
Okay. I like that, dude. Okay. Mitch Buick.
You know what's up?
I'd be Mitch Buick.
What
dude.
Would be the second one?
That's a strong name.
I'd be
Greg Plymouth.
Pretty good, dude. Tim Marquis.
The car's good.
Ooh, these are all good, but he sounds like he'd be on black.
Tim Marquis is a black
Bob
guy.
Oldsmobile is not a porn star.
Have you guys noticed that?
What kind of Oldsmobile was
it? Yeah, was it an 88 or something?
No, what, like, Oldsmobile what?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oldsmobile.
No clue.
Have you guys noticed that, like, black...
Smelly.
Black porn names are kind of like black, like, comic stage names. They're just kind of very out there. I know you guys have like white comic names, just like white porn stars.
Yeah,
just kind of like, I'm just Steve. I'm just Steve Smith.
Yeah, yeah. There's way more black comics who have a crazy
like
name.
Like Mandingo and Something Steel, and there's just like a whole lot. And then
Tom Chevelle, that's another good.
Tommy Chevelle. Oh, wow, dude.
What's that?
That's a guy, he would be long but skinny.
Yeah.
Tommy Chevelle, dude. I like when they get like merch, like Peter North has merch.
Does he really?
Yeah, Peter North's Pop Shot.
See, I don't...
It's what? It's supposed
North
to...
Face.
It increased...
North Fox. Face.
North
Face.
That's
so good.
Nice.
What if that... the brand,
North
dude.
Facial, yeah. That'd be funny.
Yeah, Peter North's Pop Shot, it's supposed to increase your volume.
James Dean should sell temporary tattoos of his own. That was an accidental bell.
Accidental bell. I don't want to.
I would never do that at something I said. That's cringe.
Not for James Dean. Yeah, fake sleeves is kind of weird though. I can't imagine dressing up like another man and then being like, "I'm gonna go fuck you like James Dean." Like, I don't know. It seems. I mean, you definitely.
Yeah, I'm not a big role play guy. I want you to pretend you're someone else.
I'll
stay me.
I can play like I could play like a job or something. You know,
yeah,
but
like
you can't,
Aaron, the construction worker. Oh,
right.
That's what you are. that's who I pretend to be.
Dirty jobs, I guess. Yeah, but you're like Mike Brody.
Yeah, but that's what I
pretend to be
like
someone else.
You be my
pretend
bro.
You're fucking another guy.
Exactly.
You're fucking me.
Yeah.
I'm fucking a nurse.
You put on like a bandana though, and now you're Bad Blake.
Exactly.
No, I don't want her to want to fuck Bad Blake. I want her to fuck regular Blake. Who's sweet and
I want to put on a bandana.
Well, yeah, that's your
now,
fetish. She says no to Bad
Blake.
Well,
you heard it here.
What if we role play and you reject me and tell me how much better of a lover you're husband.
I miss my boyfriend.
Exactly.
That's pretty hot. That's pretty hot.
Any minute now, he's going to barge in here and save me from you, mister.
You're so small compared to him.
You've really done it now.
Your dick's tiny compared to my husband.
Don't you know he's always paranoid that I'm cheating? That's wild, dude.
Fucking A guy.
I do like a little bit of talking.
Talking
in porn or in talking. Sex
in the porn
in the porn. Oh, that too, but even in my own personal
life. The porn is I can do without it. You know, she can talk, I guess.
I like a story in porn.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to hear his smoker's cough.
I love a story.
You love a good story in the porn.
Yeah, I do,
huh?
Actually.
How much time do you need on the workup before clothes come off?
Honestly, depends on the acting.
It depends on the acting.
A good actor could put you in it.
Yeah, for real. I get in there.
I get upset.
I feel
when
like
they start
that's why the step porn is super popular because there's so much implied story to it.
Yeah,
you start thinking about childhood memories they had together.
This is an MK Ultra psyop. They forced that on people. I hated it, but then they just bombarded you with it where you're like, all right, I guess I'm your fucking dad.
I don't know. I feel like people were fucking their siblings
we looked at it as
if you look at the records,
but we didn't make movies of it.
They're dropping the step now. They're just doing straight up mom.
I don't give a fuck. My favorite therapy porn. I like that.
Therapy porn.
It's somebody who you go in there and you're vulnerable with, and they use that to manipulate you to thinking, I like that power.
Yeah, play. Therapist like JOIs. That's good.
What?
Therapy JOIs.
The fuck is JOI?
Come on.
Jerk off instruction.
Yeah. In case you forget how.
Yeah.
I think I'm saying too much about me. Change my name.
Yeah, dude. I was jerking it dry until a JOI told me to use lube.
I'll tell you what. I thought this earlier, and I almost said it out loud, and I was like, I should keep that to myself. I've recently introduced lube into my game. Everyone does it. Wasn't doing that for years.
You're being
a little bit of a mess.
Bit of a bell hog. Let someone else take a bell.
No, I think you'll get a method. You'll figure it out. You know, but the right path. You're on the right path.
I've even started using it. In doubles play, dude.
In doubles play.
Yeah.
Wow. Doubles breakthrough, Trevor. Trevor didn't just...
That would have been a good bell. But
why don't we... Yeah, dude. In
this
case
seems
you want to fall
obvious
off
stuff.
A bitch, dude.
Why is everybody applauding? This seems obvious. Like, it's like...
Yeah.
Adults are like, have you tried carrots? Yeah, man. Immediately.
Trevor's like, and I guess she likes it more when she's lubrication. I couldn't even believe it.
It's just like, you know what I mean? I was just working... You know what I mean? I'm an old school guy.
Old school.
Yeah,
guy.
Yeah. I can tell. You know.
But yeah.
Good for you. About it. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can vote too. Did you know that?
Who?
The lube. Women. Oh.
No.
Oh, bro.
The lube.
Fact check.
They like lube. They like lube and they can vote.
You're letting this skirt vote.
He's big in the lube vote. He's up 22 points in the lube.
You know what we should invent? We need there's baby oil. You know what it probably is? Like you're like I'm not. People are like I'm not using baby oil. I'm not a baby. Like, we need to invent man oil.
That's what lube is.
Just baby oil. It's just lube.
Yeah, that's what lube is.
Man oil.
That's what it is.
I was going to say.
I got one that's
supposed to tangle. It's called baby oil because it's made out of babies. It's not because it's for babies.
Yeah, it's for making babies.
Give me an age range on the oil.
Making babies.
I like 4 to 8.
Making babies oil.
Like, what do you do with this preteen oil?
First day of school, oil.
Ooh.
Dark.
That made it sound a lot creepier.
It could have been first day of senior year. Some of them are 18. Come on.
Yeah, there you go.
How about this for JOIs, right? We were talking about JOIs.
That's what I was thinking. I've never heard that term before today, and I love that you guys all know it.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm missing out. I'm going to have to Google it.
They're pretty cool.
Someone explain JOIs.
J-O-I. My favorite acronym.
If you type in JOI, it sounds like you're going to get a lot of gay stuff. Right?
No.
Well, you'll get some.
Yeah. Same ratio as any other
like a
genre.
Lot of gay
and I bet
stuff.
It's probably like some paramilitary... faction in Yemen or something like that, like the JOI2. Like,
that would be cool. That would be
like
cool.
Warlord telling you how to jerk off.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
General Buck Naked. Let's go.
Yeah.
General Buck Naked should start an OnlyFans.
You can't dig your own
thought it was a good idea.
Yeah, you were like, I'm ready to invest.
Yeah. He could be making money off of that instead of being a warlord, I guess.
Famous people make OnlyFans and then they just put like pictures in their bathing suits, dude. Don't they realize that this wealth inequality is going to cause people to riot?
Yeah, dude. You can't make people pay
they
for
hold a lot of
paparazzi
give you money
already
to see
had
you
that
in your
covered.
Defile yourself.
I was going to say, wouldn't it, for jack-off instructions.
Jesus Christ.
Like, wouldn't it be great?
I can't believe we're still doing it.
They were like, well, no, this is a good thing.
This
like,
is one of the best topics we've had in dozens of episodes.
Since Jorge left.
Yeah, the last 100 episodes have been a fucking wash.
We're just now getting into what the podcast will be known for.
Yeah, exactly. Wouldn't it be great if, like, they should do an actual useful piece of advice, like in the midst of
like what stocks to buy this year.
Take off your shirt. You know, like put lube on your dick. Clean up your room, you know, eventually. Yeah,
good sleep hygiene ages you slower.
Remember, did you lock the door? You know, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Fruits and vegetables. Yeah.
There should be like a 5-point thing before you even get started, you know, for safety. You know, things like that. Be like, is there egress? Should there be an emergency? Those kinds.
Yeah,
of things.
Exactly.
That kind of
they
thing.
Could, if they...
A lot of people don't talk about how many people die every year in fires because they're jerking off.
I bet that happens.
What's number?
Half.
I don't know, because they're suppressing the information, Jorge.
Probably half.
Half the people?
Half.
It's like that, wasn't there like a dude who, like, in an ancient civilization, like, they fucking found his body and they found him, like, just dead, like, grabbing his dick?
Probably.
I would think so.
That makes sense.
Are you talking, like, Pompeii or something? There
Yeah,
I can't imagine that people weren't ever... That is the one thing, though, I was very surprised. Do you guys remember?
It's
probably 5 years ago or something like that. There was an actual nuclear bomb scare in Hawaii. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Nobody fucked. I used to try to make like a bit about it.
Nobody fucked.
I was like there's zero orgies reported. You know what I mean? Like, you think if everybody on the island was literally seeking shelter, they're like, we're getting nuked. This is it. This is the end of society. Not a single orgy, guys.
Could you get
hard? America?
I don't think it could get hard if I'm about to die.
Times you think that's happening, like a plane about to go down?
Well, I know there's
definitely
famous...
been a lot of making out
on a plane going down.
Yeah,
I don't...
No way, dude. I'm looking for people to blame.
Yeah, I'm gonna be king. I'm thinking of king like stuff. I'm gonna be like, I like, as long as we're going down, I'm going down on top.
I'm the king for the next hour or for the next 3 minutes.
Yeah, it immediately goes Lord of the Flies for me.
I'm such a psycho. Every time I fly, I think, like, because I don't think that what they tell you to do in a plane wreck will save you. I think you'll die most of the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm, like, always trying to think of what I would do in a plane crash to try to survive. And I think...
Okay.
Just evolve
wings. You got to use a carry-on as a parachute. That was always my thought. I'm gonna, but people will look at you real weird. If you're like, this is my carry on.
Yeah,
you're
passenger, like surfboard.
I don't think you can open the door though. I don't think you can open the door in an airplane.
Certainly not.
Maybe you can't.
Trevor's on trend.
I got the hook.
Yeah, dude. All you got to do is give it a couple of good raps.
What did you say? You're on trend? Is that what you
said? Yeah, we're not. We're just fucking around.
I know. I don't know what that is. I was gonna make it sponsored.
But like, could you actually, like, Aaron, like, to your point, could you really actually, like, just start fucking somebody because you're about to die? Like,
I mean, you could. Like, no,
I don't think
all things are possible.
I don't know what I would be.
Especially Colossians Christ. He's ripped,
Philippians 4:13.
Yeah.
I don't know if I don't know how I would feel if I thought I would. Have you guys ever thought you were going to die? I guess I feel like.
Oh,
I'm,
yeah.
Well, have you?
Yeah, a couple times.
Were you hard?
And what, did you get hard?
No.
Boo.
I struggled to get hard having sex with a very pretty woman.
Yeah.
Let alone the devil.
Yeah, let alone just having a drug dealer hold a gun to my head.
Right.
What if that's what did it for
me? So you didn't fuck the drug dealer?
Yeah. No.
No. All right, well, figured.
No, I robbed him. Yeah, that was what caused the whole problem in the first place. It was really
you gotta look at
your role in things sometimes.
Yeah. I can see
that.
Yeah,
if you find out you're about to die, you're probably in the denial anxiety stage.
No.
Yeah, you're not.
You immediately launch into a rant about DEI.
This guy.
Let me guess.
Oh, great. Let's see the pilot. Go ahead. Color me shocked. If it isn't a black woman pilot.
You had to put the punctuation out of that.
Yep, here we go, dude. Turns out it's just like a stewardess. You're like, either way. Shouldn't be
doing that.
But
the whole cockpit is.
What a funny like stereotype. You know these pilots, all black women.
Yeah. That's the thing,
yeah.
That's what the whole fight's over. They're like, there are no black women pilots. They're like, well, there should more, be, even if they don't want to do it. And then they put them on there, and my plane goes down.
They get Sully easier tests. Yeah. They don't even Sully have to be able to land
no,
a plane.
No,
to
get not even close. Yeah.
My pilot today, his name was Jesus, and I actually got that made me really nervous. not because of our racing, it's because it's Jesus. Like, it's like Jesus, I'm gonna go into Jesus, the sky. Jesus, like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe yeah, we're flying to heaven.
We're going. Yeah, I know. It started making me feel uncomfortable. You
we're
know.
Now we're now approaching heaven, breaking through the
free days.
Yeah, right.
All right. Now I know everybody wants to play the goddamn Facebook Marketplace game. Nobody wants to play the dictionary game. What about Dr. Dude? Does anybody want to
play
Dr.
Doctor?
Dr. Dude.
Dr. Dude.
Jared, did you play Dr. Dude?
Yeah, Dr. Dude is a banger.
It's a banger.
What is it? I want to hear what a banger is.
I don't want
to
help her. I
love Dr. Dude.
We can do one.
Plus, Jewish people practice are more Dr. often doctors than people like Blake and I.
I'll bring up.
You're welcome.
Rhode Island.
I love you, Jared. You're Jared. You're Jewish.
You're Jared.
Jared.
I love you. You're Jared. Right?
Jewish. You're Jared.
Yeah. It was. It's the second day of
Rosh Hashanah. Year,
yeah, 5,785. So that's exciting.
Oh, you guys got your own year.
As a year it is, as it turns out. I think
that's Chinese not, are the only people who can do that. You haven't earned what they have.
Yeah.
It's the Lunar New Year.
All right, here we go, guys.
Real day after Rosh Hashanah.
So this is Dr. Do. Dr. Do makes stuff.
Rosh Hashanah will be
and then he rates it.
Rosh Hashanah for a black girl.
Like, did you play this? Head. You get to guess the name. You get to guess head the of name of
the middle row. I thought this was Ashmore's Instagram.
You get to guess the name of the drink, and you get to guess what he's going to rate it. If you get the name of the drink, that should be like, I don't know.
Just the name of the drink? I can see right there it's a monster.
Well, he always makes up a name.
All right, here we go. See, this is it.
Okay.
Do you guys want an alcoholic beverage for the wonderful Saturday night to party with your friends?
Saturday night.
I love this.
Saturday night.
And you guys want something that is tropical and tastes wonderful? Well, let me tell you something. What happened is Mountain Dew had created a alcoholic rum beverage for all you party fellows and also relaxing on a wonderful beach night at the beach as well. Well, let me show you something, all right?
All right, let me show you something, y'all.
Shout out to Club Tiki for the drink thing.
Club Tiki, rum, alcohol.
Go check them out. Okay?
And just regular
and
Mountain
just
Dew.
Regular Mountain Dew.
I love when he drinks and he goes, maybe not the one.
You guys want to know something?
Oh, man.
All right, guys. Okay. So here's
bro,
what
this
do.
Is making me profoundly sad.
I don't like this game. None of us are going to guess.
Hang on. Hang on. He's got a
you
name.
You
got to
break through
first
that
First of all,
fear.
I love Dr. Dew, and he's killing the game
he's
out
hilarious.
There. He's raising money for the goddamn hurricane.
He's hilarious.
Here's it. All right. So anyway, we got Mountain.
Also,
we got Mountain Dew and Club Tiki Rum, and he's gonna come up with a name for it. So I'm gonna go.
This is beverage
Tiki Dew.
Stooge.
That's what I'm gonna go. Tiki Dew, and I'm gonna say, what's he do? Out of 5 or out of 10? He does out
I
of
think
10.
It's out of 10.
Out of 10. He does out of 10, and I'm gonna say this is a 6.5 out of 10.
Oh, he goes with decimals. I'm gonna say 6.8.
Teak do as I'm going. Teak do. You don't have to guess a name. You're going at 6.8. You have to
Wait,
remember.
What's the other drink called?
Tiki.
So you don't have to guess the name.
Club
that has
Tiki.
Nothing to do with it.
Rum. Seltzer.
You're calling it Club.
What do you
Dew?
Think that is out of town?
Yeah, it could be Tiki. Club do. It could. Be
oh
Club
wait,
Dew.
I'm going Club do then.
I went Tiki do.
Okay.
All right, but what's your guess on the how he rates
6.8.
Them out of 10? 6.8. 6.8 on a Richter scale.
What say you, Jared?
I think he's going to call it Tiki Time.
Tiki Time.
He's going to call it Tiki Time.
I like it.
He's going to call it Mount Tiki. And I think he's going to rate it 7.7.
Wow, 7.
I think he's
going to
enjoy it.
Yeah, Mount Tiki's probably going to... That's a better guess.
Jorge, you got any predictions?
All right. He looks like he would like this. I'm going to give it a 7.8. He 7. Looks 8. Like he would actually like this 7. Shit.
7.8. You son of a bitch.
You just barely outbid him. That's good. I like that. No guessing the name,
wrong,
Trevor, anything.
I think he's probably going to name it the Andersonville Civil War Prison Camp.
Got it. Okay. Writing it down.
It's a good thing to periodically remember.
Say that.
I think he's probably going to give it a... I'll go with a 7.2.
7.2.
All right. Do you guys... Well, let me show you something, all right, one. Now? And I travel them...
Yeah, I don't know his scale yet.
Right, yeah. He's a cipher.
There we go. You never know where he's going to come out. Ooh, it looks good. It looks good.
And he drinks all of it.
Oh, okay. I'm on board now.
I hate this guy.
He's tolerant of it.
Tiki-Doo,
baby!
Ooh. That gives you nothing.
9.8.
We should have known because it was sponsored by the rum.
Yeah,
we
what a softball. That's not a 9.8.
The ones that he hates are really funny.
He's leaving no space Rally's for any drink to be better than the Tiki-Doo.
At least Jorge with a point. Is that right?
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I mean, that's a skill issue on our part. We should have been paying attention. It's like a great Agatha Christie mystery.
He would have loved the show.
Yeah, he was hyping it up. Right off
he
the
was
bat.
Hyping
no
it up. We should have been paying
I get
attention.
A point because I named Tiki Doo.
Yeah, you do.
You did.
I thought he had some integrity with his rating system, but
mine was close.
Yours was close. Your Andersonville horror story with the sex club.
Andersonville Civil War prison camp.
All right, so that's the Doo game. So
Anderson
Facebook
Pack
Marketplace Bill. Or Dr. Doo.
Anderson Pack Civil War.
I think this game, these videos are fun and all, but like, no. I can't watch five more of these.
All right.
They're too long.
I mean, 9.8. I want to try that.
He like spit up a little bit after he chugged it. That was great.
The guy's a piece of shit.
Jorge, do you have Facebook?
I'm going to throw you in.
Yeah.
If you go into Facebook, you can go into
South
Marketplace.
Carolina.
You know where Marketplace is?
I'm just going to put the, I'm assuming.
It looks like a little house at the top.
Mine's at the bottom.
Oh, shit. Oh, yep. I see it. Yep.
Is you click on that.
And you pick an item.
And then
and
it'll say a neighborhood
price.
At the very top of all the pictures you're looking at. Mine says, and then you want to click on that and you want to change it to somewhere that's not where we are right now so that we don't all have the same listings. You do that by clicking on the map and scrolling around.
Okay, well, mine is where in Colombia.
That's perfect. All right. Trevor, you got yours fucking figured out already. Jared, are you figured out?
Oh, shit. I'm in airplane mode.
You go, yeah, you go first.
I got items if anybody's not ready. Puts you at a disadvantage, but
Trevor, you can go if you have one on
All
the
right, I got one. This
on
is
the docket.
Be interesting. What we have here is a cast iron gargoyle. Its name is Agnes the Gentle Pussycat. Large cast iron gargoyle made by Berkeley and Forge Foundry. About 3 feet tall and wide.
All right. Let's see the pictures.
You want to take a look at the gargoyle? Let me find a better picture. There we go. This is a good picture of the gargoyle. That's a cast iron gargoyle named Agnes the Gentle Pussycat.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. I got my number.
Oh, so
we write down for this because you can't.
Yeah.
You don't know $1 people. Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Jerry, there you go.
I'll go first. You guys got your numbers?
Oh, wow. If you want to see actual porn on Facebook, look up Jakarta, Indonesia, Facebook Marketplace. I'll choose somewhere different. It's just
oh, really? That's so funny.
Yeah, dude,
I think
they don't
they're
even
selling
use
people
our money.
In Jakarta.
Why are you doing that? Oh, really?
Okay, I guess so. All right, I'll pick somewhere else.
Write that down.
Yes, we'll remember. Never mind.
What the fuck?
Very All right. interesting.
Who? You? Everybody
All right, I have a number. Does anybody
Agnes
else have
the
a number?
Gargoyle.
I'm going 350 on this fucking gargoyle, baby.
It's a good gargoyle, Blake.
Shit, I went 150. I wasn't thinking.
150.
There's no way.
325 for me.
Damn. 325 for Helfer. He puts himself in a real tough spot with Douglas's guess at 350.
I was 140. I
140.
And the winner, who guessed the highest? Because it's $550. That's
Douglas.
Ooh,
that's me, right?
Douglas.
Hell yeah.
$550 because she named it. And that means something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's got sentimental
value. All right, guys. Up for sale. Hooters uniform. I have the orange and white and black uniforms, short sleeves, long sleeves, tanks. Message me if interested. Edit. I only have a few left. I'm sure they sold.
Are we asking the price of the whole uniform or what?
These are what we got right here. One uniform.
What the fuck?
Top and bottom.
Okay.
Wait, could you repeat the description, actually?
Have they been worn? Do they have a smell to them?
Certainly. probably have, because they're selling fast. There's only a few left.
Could you repeat this description again?
I will give you the thing.
Let's take a look at the broad selling them.
I have the orange and white black uniform, short sleeves, long sleeves, and tanks. Message me if interested. I only have a few left. This is from Aspen Nathan. Let's look at her.
Oh, man.
Aspen's
his girl
married.
Cheated on bodies. And now he's selling the Hooters gear
Aspen's
she left behind.
Aspen's married.
He made his wife quit.
Yeah, yeah,
said,
yeah.
No, well, I'll have to working down in Hoopigs.
Then I gotta go to photos.
Could I ask their location, like where this is from?
Aspen,
is still
Colorado.
Oh, it's Aspen. Okay, I thought he was. That was just the name. Okay, Aspen, Colorado.
Yeah, his wife does have a leg tattoo. So
okay.
It might have been her.
So there could be sentimental value as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. She's got cans as well.
Let's
see cans. Classy.
Oh, she. It was hers.
Classy broad over here.
So this is what we're. This is what you're paying for.
He's just trying to get rid of him. He just wants him out of the house. Stop thinking about your
old wife. Oh, wait. No, here we go. Look at this. Look at this. Proof of concept.
Let me see. Oh, my.
So there is a smell
look
to
at that.
Yeah. Yeah. They might be $1,000.
You never know how much they
are. He was the manager of that Hooters.
I'll tell you this.
All right, guys. Write down your numbers.
Can I DM her?
What are the price of Aspen's? Oh, wow. She sold a... Halloween costume and stuff earlier too, I guess.
Oh, he's making her get. She probably just recently gave her life to Christ. Maybe. She's getting rid of all of her slutware.
Everybody got their number?
It could be a lot, Trevor.
Trevor,
please.
What say you?
I went with $50.
$50 out of Trevor.
Because I'm assuming it's a pants shirt combo.
Jorge, what do you got?
$25.
$25.
God damn it!
I'm saying $12.
$12.
I think she's got
$30.
$30. The price is $55.
Oh!
$55?
She was
Jared.
She was popular.
Don't try to Jew this lady out of her sweet uniform.
Jared's like, $12 is a fair price.
It's not what you would pay.
Yeah,
it's what
hell
she
you
wants
$12
for.
Old Hooters uniform?
It's not even an increment of... You have to get
dude.
Ones
it's
just
not even
to
a uniform. It's just a shirt that says
what do you got,
Hooters
Trevor? You're in charge of this
the
next
shorts
bid.
Were included. The shorts.
Yeah,
and like someone who just got a job there probably doesn't want to buy it from the Hooters store. They charge
I'm guessing
you a ridiculous
that people
amount.
Are selling, buying them because some chick from Hooters used to wear them. And it's like weird dudes.
Oh, that's
you
great.
Think they're true?
I bet that's what it is.
I like that.
I bet
got
that's
one.
What. Hurry up. Put your goddamn
I have
out.
Some saved already, so I'll
you
be firing.
Better fire.
Macho Man Slim Jim Busts.
All right. I'm busty.
Collectible Macho Man Slim Jim Busts. That's all they give you.
Let's see the picture. How big is it?
All right. Cool.
I want to
see
any,
the picture.
It doesn't give
God
you any schematic.
Can I see?
It's the collector series.
I'm
this is from 2020,
it.
Which was a big year for Slim Jim.
What do you think?
What is this? I'm sorry. One foot? Slim Jim clock?
I don't know. He won't show anyone the pictures.
No, I'm showing you the pictures.
Because he wants
it's a Slim Jim bust.
The item.
Who's the guy? Who's the guy selling
buying
it? Who's the guy selling it? I want to see what the
looks
guy
like a, it looks like a bookend. I'm going to say
it's a picture of the back.
All right, I'm ready.
It's a guy named John Arlett who's wearing this in his Facebook profile picture.
Ooh, okay. That guy's a salesman right there.
But he had honest eyes, I think. So I don't think he's going to try to
I have my number. You guys ready?
Ready?
I'm ready.
Yep.
$35. What do you
I
say?
I stuck with my previous number of $30.
I'm going $60.
Jorge?
Fuck you guys. I went $200.
Oh.
$200.
$165.
Oh!
Isn't that a wild
Damn.
One?
Oh!
For a fucking plastic
That's
Randy
crazy.
Savage doll.
It was plastic, too.
That I don't know. It just said
right.
collecting.
You got a
follow-up question?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I do.
Damn,
all right.
I did not see that coming.
I know.
All
That's
right,
why I picked it when I saw
Ooh,
it. I was
yeah.
like, that's going to be good.
We got Jorge. This from Columbia, South Carolina, where I'm from. Mm. It's the this thing says, hot tub / spa steps. Great for spa or hot tub. Purchased this than 2 months ago. Too high for what we have. It's literally just spa steps.
All right, let me take a gander.
Yeah, I want to see them too. Spa? Are they metal or are they plastic?
They seem metal. They have metal railings.
I want those.
It looks metal. Oh, those are nicer than the ones I got. I recently purchased spa stairs off of Facebook Marketplace. Full disclosure to the list.
You did?
You got a spa?
You got a spa?
No, I used them to get up to the back steps. Lot. You
In
know
case
I mean?
You all are wondering, the gentleman selling them is this nice fella named Jibon.
Jabon?
His name is a sound.
Jabon.
Oh, I see.
Can we zoom in on his face?
Oh!
Okay.
All right. Can you give me
I'm
a zoom
stick,
on his face,
I'm
going to
stick with it. Are you guys ready, guys? Yeah? Jared, what do you say?
I think $150.
Jared says
that's a fair price.
That's exactly what I said.
It's
exactly
insane.
What Douglas
so
said.
I might as well throw mine
$200.
Down. You can't throw yours out if it's written down. You can't.
Yeah,
you can't.
I'm just saying if we're just going to let him go like that. Okay, what did you say?
$120.
What do you get?
Gentlemen, it was $250.
Trevor.
Fire.
I'm going to start bidding high. This is ridiculous.
We should have
come
up.
We have in fact been factoring in the rough economy. That's what we need.
All right, Trevor's in the lead with 2 points.
What we have here are leather lederhosen purchased in Munich, Germany.
Okay. Leather
purchased this in Munich when I was there for Oktoberfest a couple years ago. Very durable. Paid. Nope, no, I'm not going to put that in there.
It's so durable.
Worn only once and in excellent condition. I would say they're a large. It's really hard to say because I'm not familiar with how their size charts work. And I couldn't quite find it online. However, to give you some context, I'm 180 pounds with a 34-inch waist, and my shoes are 10.5.
Okay.
Wow. That's important.
Okay.
It is.
Let's see the pictures of this stuff.
Let's see the pic.
Okay. That's quality lederhosen. You could weld in that.
Yeah. That's good. It's got the socks.
It's standard. It's got
the
whole gear.
It's got the suspenders.
That's nice hosen.
All right. Now, question to the class, can we hear the number? Because the guy, my understanding in this is the guy says, I paid, we'll say, $200 for him.
I left that out.
So can
because like
hear
I
that?
Like you to have no idea.
No idea.
Because
no
he says I only wore it once. So like obviously the number that means he put that in there to get
May
the number kind of close.
May I see the seller, please? I want to see the seller.
I'll tell you what. You have a picture of the seller in the hose and
that value dropped.
Dude. Man. You don't pull off the hose.
I like that he was like, I only wore them once. He doesn't say what he did in them. He could have been like, got reamed all day in them. Only used them once, technically. All
right, I got my number. You guys ready?
God, how much is lederhosen going?
This is whole rig, dude. It's the pants, the shirt, the socks. All right, I'm going $80.
Fuck, I won $80.
I won 85.
You can have a tie.
I won 90.
No
God
way.
Damn it.
$180 for these authentic lederhosen.
Why am I not doubling every number? God
I know.
Damn it.
Yeah, I don't think we're also factoring in, me and you, Blake, that we haven't bought anything like, in maybe 3 years.
Yeah.
I eat kale. I slam
Jorge,
kale.
You're in charge of the next listing.
Oh, I mean, sorry. I thought it was.
No, wait. Who
Blake
won?
Hasn't gone
I'm sorry. Right? Who won? No.
It's whoever wins.
Whoever won. You just won.
Oh, I apologize. I thought it was like.
It gives everybody else a chance to catch up, see? Because you're taking out the round. See what I'm saying?
Right. My bad. I was not aware of that.
Strategery.
I apologize. All right.
First time. Dude.
So right now, Trevor's your main competition. You don't want to look up any sex toys, stuff like that you would know,
Okay.
So you need.
So this is.
You want to stick to stuff like cars.
Yeah, no.
I'm sticking to this.
All right, go ahead. No, go ahead. I'm just joking.
I'm still going to be in Columbia, South Carolina, place dear to my heart.
Sure.
This is Paul Blair autographed baseball, everybody.
Paul Blair autographed baseball. And can we hear the description? I definitely believe.
I don't even know who that is.
Paul Blair
autographed baseball on official MLB baseball.
Unofficial. Okay.
And the gentleman who's selling unofficial. It. His name is Aaron, but just pictures of his children. So I don't know if you guys really want to see that.
Okay, so
show me the kids. Show me his kids.
So Paul Blair, no one even knows who this guy is. It's not an official ball. I got to say.
Is it unofficial?
Is that the only picture?
Fuck. My bad. No, it's unofficial. Unofficial.
All right, I've said my number. I've got my number. You guys got your numbers?
So did he just write his own name?
No one knows. No one knows.
What the fuck is this?
Paul right. Blair.
It's just a guy named Paul Blair.
All right.
My buddy Paul.
You guys got your number?
Yeah.
Baseball got my number.
Signed by my buddy Paul. All right.
What do you got?
260.
260.
I didn't know.
Holy
damn.
Cow.
I thought I was going to say 80, so I doubled it and went 160.
All right. What do you got?
$20.
I got $30.
Aaron, my man, it was $45.
I knew I felt low on this.
Three-way tie between me, Jorge, and Trevor.
When I hadn't heard of Paul Blair, I was like, this guy's just an asshole.
Me and Blake are tied, too. Left that out. Both have zero, but, you know. Still pretty good.
All right. Sorry, I got to get a listing, guys. I should have been ahead of the game on this one, and I wasn't. Let me find right here. No one knows what this is. Delta Powermatic Dust Collector for Wood Shop.
Okay.
This is a set of vacuums. Sucks dust when you make dust.
Fake ones.
Yeah, you guys got, you know
Delta
what I'm saying?
Vacuums are expensive.
Description: Delta Dust Collector and Powermatic Dust Collector for woodworking shop. Blank for both, both in working order. Sydney and Smith and something Durham.
You get both of them?
Yeah, yeah. It's a system that sucks dust when you make dust.
It's a system that sucks.
May
dust.
I please see?
Yeah,
solid?
Basically. So when you have a wood shop, when you have a wood shop and you have every tool in a station, there's a vacuum hooked up to every single tool. So when you go to that station and you turn it on, it sucks all the dust out of the shop as you cut.
Most
so this is a what a whole fucking.
This is a big ass.
Let
vacuum.
Me get a look at this fucking.
Yeah, most see Douglas coated
like tubes you put up
Douglas
in your ceiling
peeled
and
item.
Shit and-
Look no. for the best picture, and this is it. There's not much to it. Just a couple of fans and a couple of bags.
What about the seller? Could I see the seller, please?
It's just an old man and an old woman.
What is the language?
He knows the value of a dollar.
That's true,
all right.
That's true. This is well taken care of, I'm sure. All right. You guys have numbers?
Yes, sir.
Set of vacuums. What do you got, Trevor?
I went $400.
Jorge?
Dude, I actually went $400, too.
Jared?
$115.
$220.
$250. Blake's got
Let's
one.
Go!
Blake's Woo! On the board.
Baby, on the board. Jared's still living in goose egg town.
Yeah. I have no clue what things cost, I guess. I know Mountain Dew. I know somewhat about Mountain Dew.
You do. You actually have a pretty good record with the Dr. Doom
I'm
game.
I'm pretty good at, yeah.
You All are, right, I got... Ed Hardy tunic mini dress.
Okay.
Very cute. Lots of life left. Dragon design. Here's a picture.
Oh,
gross.
God.
Let's
what?
Go.
Hold on. Enhance, please. Enhance, please.
Pretty good.
Woo. All right.
Well, so we'll what we have here is appears to be a plus size senior citizen in an oversized shirt with Ed Hardy stuff on it.
It's a mini dress.
I'm awake now.
She's a
just a claw.
Some of the details. Look at that back.
Oh wow.
The claw.
It's pretty beautiful. Ooh,
it's not. That's good. Not solid
this
pink.
Just for There's, one shirt.
That's craftsmanship.
This is for one fucking shirt.
Well, te-
yeah.
Te- All right.
Tunic, tunic mini dress. It's not a shirt.
May I please see the seller, Blake?
I have my number.
Seller.
The tunic.
Can I get the word of origin, please?
Up the price.
You know,
price.
Of origin,
that sounds
the fuck it is.
You know,
I mean,
Middle Ages.
I don't know what this lady thinks Ed Hardy is worth.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. We have a Cortez. I'm not going to give you
numbers?
Her first name.
Hold on. Don't kill. Don't pull it out.
But this is her.
Woo!
Oh.
Okay. I can still work with that. All
I
right.
Didn't believe, I didn't believe. I thought she was.
Hold on one second.
You on the phone?
This lady has had lip enhancements, so keep that in mind.
You're going to go outside and take a call there, brother?
No, that my guess is under the pen. It's circled.
Taking a serious call. My guess is...
You
make
guys,
sure you get my guess.
You guys know what you got.
I'm
at Douglas's. I can be there in like 20 minutes.
He's got a serious call. Anyway, you guys got a number? Yep. I'm saying $20. Later. I guess so. Is there an emergency or something?
I'm going to do a show.
Yeah.
Oh, you got called. You got drafted to take one for the team. Who's the show?
It's a don't tell.
Sweet. Well,
oh, cool.
So I know about it now. You broke the rules. Sure. Don't tell.
Can you take these idiots? To
yes, I'll figure
Give
it out.
Give me the guesses. Yeah. Give me the guesses.
What's your
guesses?
Guess?
Guesses.
What's
$25.
Your, I have 30.
I also put $25.
$42.
It's $55. That goes to Jared Helfer on the board.
So on the
I
board.
Told you she had lip enhancements.
Sure. Well, yeah, we'll figure it out.
All right, yeah.
This is a fun
Oh, you're not running. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my. Can I host the Parkway Theater?
You, who,
the fuck
who, who's supposed to be? Hey, who's supposed to be hosting?
Me.
Yeah, is there's nobody else at all?
Henderson's
no,
dead
Henderson
now.
Passed.
So.
All right.
We'll figure it out.
All right.
It's a Parkway.
Peace out.
How long does it take to get to Lawrenceville? 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hurry the fuck up.
Jorge's hosting the mic.
Well, well, well.
Trevor, I do have...
Trevor just got drafted. You heard it here,
right,
guys.
I think we had our leader drop off. There.
No, he was as tied with me and Jorge for the lead. We both had two, so that's fucking
well,
dope.
Oh, so we got 2-2-1-1.
Well, what happens if we win,
Who won
Aaron?
That one? Who won that one? Jared did. All right.
Jared did. Out of goose egg.
Are we going to three? Or we're going to three, I would assume. One more left.
Yeah, yeah.
One more left. All right.
Jared?
Okay.
Jared, what do you got? Well, as many listings as it takes to get one more point for me.
You might be able to get this. This is an item from Kathmandu, Nepal.
Okay. I know that guy.
Kathmandu. Is that with a K or
he's
a C?
He's related to the doctor, dude.
I'd be like, K-A-T, Catman Doctor, dude. It's a, the user, I cannot, I have no clue how to say his name.
Yeah, I just want to know the cool item,
guy.
Sir.
Let me see. Very cool guy. Guy from
he does look cool.
Man.
Enhanced, all right.
Enhanced.
Ooh, that guy's got like smooth skin, but doesn't show his eyes. He's wearing shades. I don't trust him. Okay,
this
cool.
Guy's got no eyes.
This is a $32,000 rupee coin.
Well, you,
okay.
I'm going to go $32,000.
Well, yeah, I'm going to guess $32,000 then if that's what
it is. Are you locked in?
If that, wait, you're saying it's a 32,000 rupee coin?
Give us a
coin?
Price.
$32,000 coin.
And he's selling the coin.
Yeah. Well done. There seems to be some sort of trident on it. I've never seen a $32,000
I'm going to say
coin.
He wants $28,000 for it.
Okay.
Honestly, I think he's going to ask $1,000. I'm going to underball it.
Okay.
Actually.
What do you think?
I was going to say $30,000, so I won't switch and try to fuck over.
30. Water. What do you got?
He's selling it for $32,000.
Was that the number?
Nepalese rupees.
Did I win that?
I believe
it,
you won.
Is
you
it
got 30.
Is it 32,000 coin he's selling
that was my original
32,
thought. It felt too easy.
I was.
It has to be like an old currency and a new currency.
I don't know what this is.
What is 32,000 to rubies to like dollars though? Because
Jared's
that.
Always fucking with the integrity of the game.
You won.
I mean, true.
Oh, fuck that, dude.
But I'm not gonna feel good about it if I win the whole.
This
thing.
Is literally a Nepalese rupee right here.
Oh.
At least right here.
I think this guy seems
honest.
This is
honest. A 50 and this
well,
is
rupees
a
is like an actual 10. Currency from like...
So I can get 60 rupees to him.
All right,
okay, so
one
Indian
rupee... Will he take it?
Dude, okay, so can I say one Indian rupee is 0.012
here's the seller.
US dollars.
I'll send you the seller.
So yeah. That's actually...
So it's 100.
No, it's $320.
$320. I'm just saying it's 100-to-1 ratio.
I don't know how this works.
What do you mean? You multiply 0.012 by...
Blake, you got a listing?
I do.
All right, what is it?
This is
I should have won that one. Sorry.
A vintage original RMIC 1970s hand chair with cup holder. Man cave game room VTG ooh. Decor. Three available, black, yellow, purple.
All right, let's see this chair. Oh, it looks just like a hand.
It's a hand.
Whoa!
Chair.
Shit.
Okay.
Could I hear the description again? Even one, please.
Ooh, there's all three of them.
Oh fuck! This guy fucked.
Let me see these chairs. Ooh, the colors are neat.
Yeah.
All right. And how big would you say those chairs are? Normal, small chair size.
Another.
Like folding chair size.
Okay.
That's a stuffed animal in the chair.
We're saying they're like a little bigger
animal,
than a folding
chair.
That was
a damn
Pikachu.
Ooh,
I'll let you see the angle of the front. That is nice.
Yeah, it's
a lot
got
of
fingernails
detail.
And everything. Yeah, actually, that's
shit.
Pretty nice.
Okay.
All right.
This guy.
It's got hand wrinkles.
Is it only one?
I got my number. You guys ready?
Wait, is it only one seat or how many?
It's a single chair.
Just a purple one?
Shaped like a hand. Okay.
All right. You got your numbers? My number. I should wait till them to be done, right?
I guess I'm good.
I'm good.
250.
Yeah. 250.
700. 500. Ooh, 700.
It is $425. The point goes to Jorge Paz Soldan.
Damn it. That makes you the fucking winner, brother.
And he wins it all. Feels good to be back, baby.
Now we got to figure out who's hosting Parkway.
Ooh. Yeah. He kind of just left that on us.
If only
I guess we are.
The second host of the mic.
We better get that on. We better get on it. Say goodbye, guys.
Benzy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we'll be
Benzy.
Fine. Benzy's hosting.
All right, guys. First of all, clapter. Thank you, Jorge, for coming back. Always hit us up here. You know, if I'm in town, when you're in town, it's going down. Town. Anyway, I went to Seattle, as I was saying, guys, in the intro. And that's why it took me so long to get this show out. Sorry about that. Saw some interesting stuff. Saw a woman in her underwear with her bra pulled up. So, you know, not like big boobs or anything, but her boobs were hanging out, just walking around crazy. That was fun, Seattle. Think about, okay, so people are just like, these cities are falling apart and stuff. And I will say, we have homeless people here in Pittsburgh, but they're less, outgoing. It's weird, you know? It's the opposite. Like, if you go to the Midwest, people will say hello. But if you go to Seattle, the homeless will say hello and the people will ignore you. It's not bad. It's fun to watch. I don't live there, and it was a great trip. It really was. A lot of cool stuff. And I got to say, the tech boom has been nice to this city. Amazon's got a very nice little, like, bubble greenhouse. Like, it's like an arboretum and a office. Crazy. Anyway, Seattle's doing just fine. Give it a try. And that's why today's artist is Mother Lovebone. Who's Mother Lovebone, y'all say? And I say, good question. All right, so music dork stuff. I don't know if this is that dorky. Anyway, music stuff. Everybody says punk started in 1976, and then they debate who started, like the Sex Pistols in Britain or the Ramones in the U.S., right? And I would say, and this is just from a guy who was alive at the time, and I'm sure there's somebody else, but I think Mother Lovebone might have started grunge music. Okay, so Mother Lovebone's a little number out of Seattle, and in 1990, they released an album called Apple. All right, in this band, actually, let me go look at the artist thing on this. View artist, and is there a scroll? There it is. Okay, so in the band, as I is Jeff Ament, which is the bass player for Pearl Jam. You might have heard him. And Stone Gossard, the guitar player for Pearl Jam. You might have heard of him. I would argue Pearl Jam might be the longest standing, so in that case, most influential sound of Seattle. You got your Soundgardens, your Nirvanas, your Pearl Jams. There's probably a couple other ones, you know? Anyway, Macklemore. Mother Lovebone is the before. And you can hear it in their music, guys. That's why I brought them up today. Imagine it's 1990, and you've grown up, and everything you've heard is a goddamn hair band, right? So you get this lead singer. Oh, better go back one. Can I do that? Damn. Anyway, I shouldn't say his name anyway, because I'm kind of going to throw shade on him. He gets this lead singer, and no fault of his own, he's listening to hair music, and guy's wearing leotards his whole upbringing. So this, once they pulled, it was the vocals, I guess, is what I'm saying. They were one piece away. Here it is, guys. The precursor to grunge music. Sounds of Seattle. Mother Lovebone. Look, I'm in it. The song was Captain Hightop. Not quite grunge, right?